Okay. Last time we did not, we started talking about Tefillas Kelim. I hope this is working. Last time we started talking about Tefillas Kelim. Excuse me. And we talked about a bunch of questions about Tefillas Kelim that have to do, which things you have to be talking about, having to do with all the things you would have to, like, in a home use, like a piece of china, different things like that, things that people would have at home. Now we're going to switch. The second half is going to be about businesses. Things have to do with businesses. There's also a bunch of questions about which things need to scale them, having to do with, with businesses. okay, that didn't work. There's going to be four topics. And the first one is packaged food. And you'll remember the last time we spoke about packaged food from the from the side of the consumer. You have a bottle of wine, you have a jar of pickles, and you want to know, do you have to title it? Because it used to belong to a guy, now it belongs to you. It's glass or metal, and you have to title it, you don't have to title it. So there we spoke about two shittas. One was Merle Diskin, who said is that you have to title it, but you only have to title it once it's empty. You can't title it when there's food inside of it, and you can take your time while you empty it. That was Merle Diskin. And Ramosha said that you don't have to title it at all, because it's not a kli. It's a packaging material that helps them get the wine from the factory to your house. It's not a kli, and it's not mukhiv in tefillah skill.
We say the minig olam is clearly like that.
Okay, and it's correct.
Reuse jars without tefillah?
Yeah. So
it puts stuff back. If you tell me you go to the Ramon Diskin, you have to pour it back. You can put a pickle back in the jar, you can't put wine back in the...
Okay. Like most people follow what Moshe said. Now, today we switched from the consumer to the manufacturer. So first we were talking about, can I put wine into my bottle? What about for the guy who makes the wine? If he's a Yid and he buys a bottle from a guy and he puts wine into it. So the Merle Diskin obviously makes no sense. The Merle Diskin said, you can empty it solely, you don't have to title until you get it empty. Well, he has it empty. So that sort of doesn't work one bit for Mr. Kedem, who owns a bottle. Again, if it's a Jewish company, he owns a bottle, and he to put stuff into it, of course, that doesn't help him. But what Ramosha said is still reasonable, which is that it's a packaging material also. Ramosha says it's not a good chayv and tila. So it's not chayv tila for him either. So even if the manufacturer is somebody Jewish, that he theoretically is chayv tila's kelim, so he's not. He wouldn't. That reason would still work. There's an extra reason, an extra thing, which is a shiloh not for today, a different shiloh, which is something that's only meant for storage, even if it's a kli. But it's like if you have in your house containers where you keep flour, I don't know, you keep cookies. There's a question whether those things, if you don't eat out of them, they're just storage containers, whether they're chayv and tefillah. It's a separate shiloh, might help them also.
A pickle jar like that.
What?
Like a pickle jar.
Yeah. Yes.
You mean to have a pickle jar?
Yes. Okay. Well, some people do. Okay. Some people say that this idea that it's only a packaging material, and therefore the manufacturer, Mr. Kedem, is not mukhayv to title it, also applies if you buy a container to put shalach manos into it, or you buy the person who's putting the shalach manos onto it, or I'm putting food on, I buy a tray so I can send it to your house for shalom zachar. For me, it's just a way of getting it from here to there. It's just a way I can get the food from. From the three things I'm giving you for shalach manos to get them to your house, and there are those people who think that you're not, that's also because it's just packaging, from my perspective, just packaging material, and if I'm not mukhayv in tefillas kelim.
Why should it not be?
What do you think?
Why should it not be?
Why should it not be?
I think this is a Jewish person, then could title or whatever, but if it's packaging material, it's not a kli.
Well, because it really depends. Because if you're going to eat off of it, you have to get to it. What happens if it's a little worse in the case of shalom zachar? You're going to take it and you're just going to put it out the tray. You put it out. Okay, well, the case that has to do with us as a hashkacha, Illinois Nut, sells platters of candy. Okay, so if it's owned by a Jewish person, I don't know if it's owned by a Jewish person anymore, if it's owned by a Jewish person, so then he has a tray that he owns, he's giving to you with a bunch of chocolates on top of it, and you take it to your house, and what do? You put it out and you eat off the tray. So
that's a different case then. Then even by the guy, it's like that.
Even by the guy.
What's the difference if the guy is manufactured by a guy or manufactured by a Jew? If it's considered a kli, it should be considered given by both. If it's not considered, it's not considered by both.
So, yes, but over here it's a little further in that this is meant to be eaten off of. That's what's going to happen.
Right, so then there's a problem with the goy does it also. Then you can't eat off of it.
I mean, no, so then we get to Maral Diskin, who says, we're playing Dida. We have that kind of a svara, okay? But there are those who say that, in fact, the Sefer says this, that for Rav Moshe's word even applies to Illinois North, that the person who's, when they're packaging, for them it's just a packaging material, just a way to get it to your house. The fact that you're going to choose to eat off of it, so to speak, that's your business, and that you're going to toivel it, so they do not toivel their trays, even if they're metal or glass trays, they do not toivel them. But because you might think that they do, because you say, hey, I got it from a jewelry store, of course they toivel it. That's it. In many people's mind, they would imagine that. So they put a sticker that says in it, we did not toivel this, or requires tefillah. Okay, which is to say, when you get it to your house, if you want to keep that tray, then you have to toivel it. Because okay? Once you get the tray, then for you, it's just a plain old tray that you put cookies on, and then you click to toivel it.
Would motivation still apply with it?
That they're going to base on Ramosha.
What base on Ramosha?
They're going to base on Ramosha, an extension of Ramosha. That says, for them, it's just packaging material.
It's a little different, right? Somebody can make an argument. Some say it's not
100%. 100% you can make a difference, because here it's meant to be presentable. Okay? I meant to put on a tray, not because I have to get it to your house. It's not a cardboard box. It's a tray that's meant to be...
You put around on the tray, you might arrange it differently, whatever, you know, it's a whole...
Whatever, it's a wax. Yes, okay. Now, one case that I'm not sure about, which is a variation of this, which is, what happens if a Jewish company makes tuna fish? Now, tuna fish, you put it to the can, and then the can is metal, put it to the can, and then you don't just put it to the can, you cook it inside the can. After it's in the can, it goes to a retort to get cooked in there. So it's hard to say that that's just a packaging material. It's true. It is a way just to get it from the store, from the factory to my house. It's true. It is a packaging material. But it's a clean that you cook in. Okay, a clean that you cook in is a clean that's high in tefillah's kelim. So this thing has many roles. First, it's a pot.
You cook it in the retort.
No, you don't cook it in the retort. You cook it in the can.
In the retort. The can is the can. It can't have to be just the can. The can is packaging. You cook it. I take the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, I stick it in the cooking thing.
You don't cook in a pot? You don't cook in a pot, you cook on your stove, and then the pot is just a thing that...
No, the pot holds the thing. It's not, pot is not a packaging. Nobody's going to say, by my chain, the pot's packaging. The pot goes in the pot, out of the pot. But here, it's wrapped in, sealed in, I mean, even better, sealed tight shut, and I cook it in its packaging. That's all.
It's packaging.
Because it's two different things. You're chayav tefillah either if you cook in it or if you eat from it. Those are two different ways to be chayav tefillah's kelim. You don't have to eat out of it. So a pot is chayav tefillah. No one needs to have a pot
in
there. If you pickle what in it?
I'd say a pickle jar that you're pickling.
See, if they do the pickling in the jar,
yeah.
Okay, maybe then also, same kind of a question. I wasn't thinking like that, but yes, potentially the same kind of a question. Okay, so you think yes, you think yes, you think no. So, okay, that's why I wasn't sure. Okay, look at that.
I think that when we make it more precise to say.
Okay, and next is, okay, restaurants. Restaurants, hotels, there's goes for
Chahina. I'm not sure if this is negating what you just mentioned, but there's a very well-known hashkafa that gives a hashkacha that's not chayav in tefillah for like a certain electric device. And I heard from very
because it's not Jewish owned.
No,
the opposite, because it is Jewish owned.
I thought that was a chajman.
It is Jewish owned.
No. This company is whether it's Jewish owned or not. It's not the chajman at all. The reason why they're doing it is because apparently Weissman will give up sack for them, and for them, the owner, even if it's a wholesaler, whatever it is, that will own it, they don't own it to be used as a kli, but rather just as merchandise to sell. And therefore, it's not chayim tefillah.
So you're only explaining one detail, which is what happens if the manufacturer was Jewish and the distributor was non-Jewish. Maybe that helps. But if everybody told me I was not Jewish, so I bought a kli, and I'm chayim tefillah's kelim. I bought it from a guy then. Lamai says, I'm the yid at the end who uses it as a kli bought from a goy. Your thing would only help, what you just said would only help is a yid made it, and then a goy distributed it, and then a yid bought it from him. So you say, the middleman doesn't count. Maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong. But if you say all those people until now...
Why, if everybody until now, it was never considered a kli until it was by the yid,
Think that through. You said it. If you want to decide that those things are not considered kelim until they get to the person who uses it,
right.
So then every time you buy a pot, it's not chayav in tefillah's kelim. Because the guy who makes a pot,
manufacturer, of course.
Every person makes pots is making it. Just that doesn't.
Never mentioned food manufacturer.
Okay. Let's. We're off topic. Okay.
Okay, so that's not the smash we were talking
about. No.
Merchandise, that is not for free.
No, I won't talk about that. We'll take it afterwards. Okay. We're talking about restaurants and hotels and things like that. Now, for reasons that are not so clear, Hashkafas feel responsible to oversee Tefillah's Kelim for food service. Okay? We don't think about, we not feel responsible for Tefillah's Kelim at a manufacturing companies. But we do feel that when it's a nursing home or a pizza shop or something like that, we make sure that they type all their things. Okay? Whether that's right or wrong is not for today. Okay? That's an assumption. That for food service, we make sure they type everything. Okay? So, starting from that perspective, Dayan writes it like this. He says, the person, if there are dishes, not that he cooks with, dishes that he serves you with, okay, I think if in restaurants they give you on a plate, he says, for the person who, that owner, it's klei schora. It's not something that he eats on. He doesn't eat on these things. This is not for eating. For him, this is just a way of doing business. It's part of businesses that he has to have plates. And therefore, these are business items. They're not food. They don't cook on them, nor does he eat on them. And therefore, he's not chayim tefillas kelim. Okay? He says, the klei schora. And klei schora, not chayim tefillas kelim.
Okay, food service guy owns a kitchen, he has pots and pans and all that stuff.
So the pots and pans are going to be chayim tefillas kelim. Those are going to be chayim because he cooks with them. But the plates that he has and the forks and knives that he gives for the customers, he says, not chayim tefillas kelim because it's klei schora. For him, he doesn't eat with them. He doesn't eat with them, nor does he cook them. So it's a question. In the middle, he talks to him, he says, wait a second, doesn't he ever sit down and eat that? And he gives an answer that I didn't understand. Okay, I don't understand how he answers the question. What about him eating?
I don't understand the difference between the stuff that he cooks with. Is that he's using, I cook with him?
He's cooking with it. That's what, think that you're chayiv, it's either if you cook with it or if you eat with it. So he cook, that he cooks it. Fine, it's chayiv. But this, he doesn't cook with it. He just eats. This
is nobody's chayiv and tefillah and stuff that he eats with.
So he says,
customers?
Correct.
The owners? No, correct. All now, Jewish, but nobody's chayiv and tefillah.
Right. So now, there's two.
Shushan Purim, I'm here, and then Purim, I'm there.
Something like that. So there's two questions. One question, you're being maramas. Okay, one is like this. And then it's like this. Let's say that it's klei schora. Let's accept the first question we have. Accept that it's klei schora for the store owner, maskim. But the person who's eating the restaurant, for him, it's a plain old plate that he's eating on. Okay? So what's the din when you have the owner, for the owner, it's not a klei to eat on, but for the user, it's a klei. I'm for sure eating on it. I'm sitting in the restaurant eating with this fork and knife and plate. So what happens now when you have such a case like that? So the Rama talks about it. The Rama in Sif Ches says like this. If the owner of the klei has a klei that he does not use for eating, okay, it's for cutting paper. He has a knife that he uses for cutting paper. And he lends it to you or he rents it to you, and you're going to use it for cutting food. Okay, you use it to cut vegetables. Okay, so the owner was not chayiv in tefillas kelim, because for him it was not a klei that was meant for food. And for you, it is a klei that's meant for food. The Rama says you're not chayiv in tefillas kelim. In other words, you, the user, have no right to decide what the klei is for. The owner is the one who's kaveh what it's for. He has a lach to klofim. For him, it's for cutting paper. And therefore, for him, it's not a klei. So it's not klei that chayiv in tefillas kelim. The fact that you want to use it for food use doesn't make a difference.
But even if you can't determine it, is the
chayiv
a tefillah on the one on the user or on the owner?
On the klei. No, you can't use this klei. You don't have to title it.
Well, that's a knas. I mean,
No. It's a mitzvah. You have to title it.
The chayiv, I'm saying, but the iser of not using it was only for the person who is supposed to be titling it. That's why there's an iser. So I'm not supposed to be titling it because it doesn't belong.
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure if it's right over here. Because the question is, it need tefillah's kelim? I'm talking about whether it's an iser to use it. Is it chayiv tefillah's kelim? So let me tell you the other side. The Taz and the Shah say it's not true. The guy who borrowed or rented it is able to be kaveh. It's not just the owner who could be kaveh. If the person who might use it uses that, now it's kaveh that is chayiv and tefillah's kelim. Now, who's chayiv? That's the question. Is he a chayiv or my chayiv?
The borrower is king of those
borrowers. Right, I'm the person. I have the right to.
My restaurant, I'm not even borrowing it. I'm saying it.
No, what are you doing?
I'm using his daily. Yeah, hey. I'm not renting. I'm not borrowing.
What are you doing?
You're by somebody's house and you're eating by his house. You're borrowing his fork and knife and the.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not. You're just he's allowing you to use his.
I don't know if that makes a difference. I'm not sure it makes a difference. Okay, that's one.
What about the fact, just one problem? What about the Jew? Let's say he could have converted. Let's say, but the Jew converted it. Who converted to a food clean? Go after the original owner.
So you're saying, since you, so both those people are Jewish. Both of them are Jewish.
The original, a Jew bought something to cut paper. And the guy sold it to cut paper. The Jew bought cut paper. And then the next Jew converts it to the food. So maybe, I think, the guy manufactured it, but I converted it to food clean.
And therefore, Maybe so, but that's not the truth. That's how I say you're mechuyev in tefillas kelim. You're mechuyev in tefillas kelim, even though you, the yid, the one who decided that it should be used for food.
You don't go after when it started to be.
What it is, it says it once belonged to a guy. This is the way it works. It once belonged to a guy, and now belongs to a yid, and it's being used for
somebody,
food. That's really chayav.
Yeah, I
believe so. Okay, now the Rav Moshe says argues from a completely different angle. He says no. He says you're getting this all wrong. He says. On the presumption that this is klei schorer, he says it's not klei schorer. He says these plates are meant for eating. That's what the plates are for. It happens to be that I sell food that you can eat food on, but it's not like it's klei schorer. I was buying it to buy and sell. I wasn't doing business with these plates. I bought plates for eating on. Okay, the fact whether you're going to eat or I'm going to eat makes no difference. I bought plate. Like I buy a service of 12. They don't say, oh, I only eat on one plate. The other 11 plates are for other people. That doesn't count. That's silly, because it's plates for eating. The fact that I'm going to eat on one and you can eat the other one doesn't make a difference. So it's all plates for eating. They're not klei schorer b'chlal. The fact that he does a business, he sells food that you can eat on his plate, makes no difference. Or even that he lets you use his plates for eating, it's all eating. And the truth is, if you think about it, guess what? There's no Gemara that says that klei schorer a potter from tefillas kelim. How we know that then? Because the Gemara says the only thing that's chayav in tefillah are things that you eat with. Okay? Kelim that you're going to eat with. And so you say, oh, kelim that you eat with? Lafuke, kelim that are klei schorer. Okay, well, are these kelim that you eat with? Of course they're kelim that you eat with. What's a plate and a fork and a knife? Of course it's kelim that you eat with. So, and the klei schorer is not that if I got a special hat, if you're klei schorer, you're doing business, you're off the hook. No, did you mean it for eating? You didn't mean it for eating. So of course you meant it for eating. That's what's meant for eating. The fact that I do business with my eating doesn't make a difference. That's what Moshe says, and which is most people assume like that. And therefore, those kind of things are chayav in tefillas kelim. For all kinds of things, there's a side little question about that. What happens if he has a dish rental business? That's a little bit of a twist on this. Okay, he doesn't eat on it. He doesn't serve people on it. He rents dishes. That's what he does. That's his own little trial. We mechayev that guy in tefillas kelim also. We have a person we give hashgacha to. What we did, and we mechayev in tefillas kelim. Okay, number three. Okay, retinning. Okay, what's retinning? If you have like sheet pans or big things like that, they get used a lot. What happens is with time, the coating on it gets worn away. Maybe you've seen in your house if you have it for a million years. You have a sheet pan, a cookie sheet for a long time. But in a bakery, they use it mamash every single day or things like that. So they get pretty beat up. So every couple months or every year or two, they have to get it, they go retin. What a retin means, they take their trays, they send them to somebody who, depending on what he does, will scrape a layer and add on a new finish on the top of it. Okay, a brand new layer on top of it. Made out of metal. Yeah, a new tin or whatever. I don't know if it is or isn't a tin, but they called it retinning. And they put a new layer onto it. Now, it has its own shayla, not to tell you about whether that kasher is it. Okay? That might be a kasher. It has its own shayla of how do you make sure you get your pants back? Because from his perspective, he just has to give you back 50 pants. You give him 50 pants, he gives you back 50. Okay, those are kashering shaylas, okay? Whether it does or doesn't work for kashering.
You say you're positive in both of them and you're fine.
You what?
If it's kasher, then you're
off the hook. So here we go. We put two things together. Okay. But for our purposes, the shaila is, I have this pan, and I titled it, because I bought this baking sheet, and I titled it, and now I sent it off to him, so there's a machlokes in the front about whether it's chayav in tefillah again. Okay, there's a Mizrahi who says, yes, it's a mechuyev in tefillah, because there's a new layer on it. He says it has a kli, and on top of the kli, they put a new kli. They put this new layer of metal on top of it, and mechuyev in tefillah is kelim.
Obviously, because the retainer is a good, right?
Yes, of course, I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't say it, yes. The person doing that job is a guy.
So what's the chat? So why? I own the cleat the whole time.
You own the cleat, and now you put a new layer on the cleat. So he basically sold me a new layer to my cleat. He put on another layer onto my cleat.
Let's say I ran with him, I buy the liquid, whatever, I don't know what it is,
the metal. If you owned it from before you put it on, that would be okay. Then it's yours. Then it was yours before it was a cleat. But here, it's not.
It worked. It doesn't matter.
There's a question of but ignoring that, yes, it was my metal, and then that wouldn't be chayiv in it. But here, it was his metal that he put onto it. He took metal, turned it into a cleat, basically and pasted it on top of mine. That's what he says. Because this is not true.
That's called making a cleat. You're saying
it's like a new clea on top of my old clea, like a new one on top of mine.
Even though it's just like a thin, it came.
That's what he said. But the prechadish says what you're saying, which is it's just, he calls it linoi. It's just decorative. Okay, we talk at least on that things that are decorative don't count. He says it's only decorative. It doesn't add more functionality to the clea. The clea doesn't do better. It's just makes it look nicer. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should do teal and bracha.
One second. So why do they retin just for their looks? It's hard to imagine that these bakeries are going to be investing thousands of dollars just because what do they care how things look?
Probably function better. But the Pichadish was saying that it's just Lenore, maybe it doesn't count so much.
Maybe he's not
to with this kind of a game. That's an interesting point. You might be right. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says to do teal and bracha. You're saying maybe you should. It is, I don't remember, because on these kind of notes I don't have that. I'll have to look it up afterwards. It's in chapter 16, if you want with yourself. But I don't remember. I'll have to go look it up. I don't remember. But you're saying maybe it's better than in this case than right, because it's functional. Okay, you might be right.
So what are we doing with Liza? Because we have companies that do this, right?
So you're saying like our bakeries. If the bakery goes and sends out their payments to the retaining, that's a good question. They should tell that broker.
Only the tenant material.
I don't know if that's a realistic, but I guess in theory. Like North Shore Bakery, you know, they have pans and they have to send it out for retaining every so often. That's just what you got to do. You have no choice, you know?
Is there a Jewish owned
retaining? I don't know. When Rabbi Oppenheim and I went to the place, it didn't look Jewish owned. Okay. Our last thing is, see, I lost my mouse. Okay. For this one, I'm going to put the screen back on. Whoops, I want to go back, but I didn't want to do that. Share my screen. This is the people who are watching could see something. Till now, I haven't been sharing. Okay. industrial equipment. Okay, so now, our last thing is, you have a factory that has a piece of equipment that's so monstrous that it's not possible for it to fit into a mikvah. Or not realistic that someone's going to take this monstrous sized piece of equipment and get it to a kehil mikvah. So what do you do? So everybody just the practice is, in fact, nobody tables these things, these big things. And the question is, what should be the reason not to be tabled? So I'm going to tell you four possible reasons why you shouldn't have to table it. Okay, the first is, remember I told you last time about electrical things, that there's a reason to say that if it's not possible to title it, then you don't have to. You can use it without titling it. Okay, that is to say is, if you remember what I said last time, it's chayavim tefilas kelim, but physically it's impossible to do it. And if it's not possible, so the deraisa, I'm an oinus on the deraisa, and if the rabbanim of using kli without titling it, it doesn't apply to me, because if it's not possible, chacham didn't insist that I do that. That's one possibility. Another thing is,
obviously it's those that are machmer definition that wouldn't work because it's not impossible, it's just impractical.
Okay. Okay. That's a judgment call. Yes, correct. Okay. Next.
Very practical, but it's not.
Okay. There's
something great.
Okay. Next is. There are. If something is only there's a question, a complicated question about what happens if something is only used for storage, okay, or a cleave not only just for storage, it's used to process raw things that are raw, from raw to raw. I mean, it doesn't cook them. It doesn't make them edible. When you finish the process, the things are not any more edible than they were beforehand. Okay, we actually, this has nothing to do with industrial equipment. We had a question about this a few days ago. Someone had a pasta forming machine. Okay, you put in dough, and you squeeze it, and out comes out some pasta-shaped thing. But it's still raw when you finish with it. Okay, so depending on the situation, those kind of things might not be in tefillah's kelim. Also, it's another reason. So sometimes this big manufacturing equipment doesn't cook the food. It just takes it from being a raw state to another raw state, but it's not yet edible when it finishes.
What about beaters in a mixer?
Well, it depends if it makes the food finished when you finish the mixer. Well, so if you're mixing dough, then you might be right. But what happens if it can mix other things? And that's a complicated question there. When is it chayim tefilas kelim? When is not chayim tefilas kelim? And if you take from raw to raw, it's a question. Okay. I don't do after, it's not for now, but sometimes that's a cool also. Another thing is, like I said to you before and about the restaurants, some people say all those things are klei schara, okay, because they're just meant for business. They're not really for a regular use, they're just to do business with. Okay, again, that's a questionable svara. And the last svara, which is like this. There are those who say like this. In Hilchus, Tum of Atira, there's a rule that some kelim that are bigger than 40 saw, I'll tell you what, you'll see what that is in a second when I flip the screen, so that are kelim that are bigger than 40 saw are not considered a kli. For Hilchus Tum of Atira, they're not considered a kli. And they can become tamei as a kli. So now, Now we now two steps. First is you have to say is like last time we spoke about the halachas for tumah for taira apply to tefillas kelim also. So if it's not a kli, if it's not a kli for tumah for taira, then it's also not chayav in tefillas kelim. That's one step you have to accept. And second is there's a question whether that din of 40 saw applies to metal kelim. Okay, Rodolsky did not think so. The question is whether that din of 40 saw applies to metal kelim also. Of course, we're talking about metal kelim. That's what we're thinking about. Rabowski didn't think that. He thought that, no, 40 saw doesn't apply to that. Okay, how much is 40 saw? So the three main sheets about how big an etzba and an am is, comes out like this. These are rounded numbers. That according to Ram Chayinah would have to be 20,000 cubic feet, cubic inches, which is 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet. Not very big at all. According to Ram Moshe, 31,000 feet. According to Chazir, 35,000 feet. Even according to Chazir, 35,000 cubic inches, cubic inches, which is 2 feet by 2 feet by 5 feet. Okay, and for just to help you understand what is, I don't know what just happened to that, is that a standard oven, at least an American oven in your house, is 26,000 cubic inches. I forgot to tell you that when you count these things, you count it from the outside, not from the inside. Okay, you look at it outside measurement. So a standard oven is not big enough according to all these sheetas, but a small fridge like they have down here, or a big fridge, and a regular fridge in your house are way bigger. Okay, a regular fridge. Right, or Ram Chaim Noah, would it be big enough? According to other sheets, it's not. But a small fridge is 42,000 cubic inches, and a regular fridge is 65,000 cubic inches, is way bigger than all those shirim. Just for a perspective of size. So when you look at a large piece of equipment, there's, in a lot of cases, it's going to be, I think I spelled that wrong, I saw on the screen the board on top. But anyway, for, in a lot of cases, it's going to be more than 40 saw, and it's not going to be, according to this, it wouldn't be high, that wouldn't be high in tefillas kelim. I told you, but again, there's not everyone agrees that that's a heter over here. But according to those who think it is, that's a possibility. Okay? So the people who don't like this, who none of these four answers that I gave to you, they don't like that, none of these ideas of why it should be high, potter from tefillas kelim. So they have, I have three choices now. One is they could just say, take it to a lake, take the big thing with a crane and go to a river or a lake today and dunk it in, and that's it. And somehow you could do tefillah like that. Okay, that's one, not such a realistic possibility. Okay.
Well, then you have to make sure that it's not so tight.
Okay. What's not tight?
Whatever's holding it out.
You have to worry about chatzitzas. You see? Okay. You know, when we get to that part,
the water will.
When we get to that part, I think that's what we'll think about. I don't think anyone's ever done it, so don't worry about it.
Shape, shape.
Yeah. Okay. The second choice is, and this is a common choice of people who want to do this, is they'll give or sell a chelik of it to a guy. So they say a kli that has a chelik, a guy has a shutfas in it, not having to feel scalem. I just point out to you, just if you keep cheshbon, if you remember the Shach said, you have a kli that a guy has a chelik in it, he said it's not that it's part of tefillas kelim, it's chayvin tefillas kelim. But since you can't do tefillas kelim, so you're excused and you don't have to use it. Okay, so if you do that, remember you didn't gain it if you're Yossi, if you think it's everyone possible to take your this monster machine to the lake. Most people say, well, I couldn't travel anyhow, so you didn't really gain anything by this over this. Selling him a chelik may not have gained you much over the saying, oh well, I just can't travel it. You know, you're in the same boat. It's chayvin tefillas kelim, you just can't. So you think you gained. So you have to think you gained, because this way you don't have to think about that maybe I could have, if I would have hired a crane, I could have been titled. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And the third choice is, and that is, if a cleat is broken to the point that it takes an uman to fix it, and then you give it to a broken, and a yid fixes it, yid who's an uman fixes it to make it that it is usable, then it's considered the yid made the cleat and it's not chayv and tefillas kelim. Well, he tried to do that. The guy in Lakewood who tried to do that, yes, who that was his goal, was to say, I'm being...
But he doesn't have a business. I think he has a business. That's what he does.
I didn't say he doesn't have a business. I think the question is whether what he did was actually successful. Yes, well, he has a business, yes. But in a big piece of equipment, it's easier to imagine it, which is you could break it away that takes an uman to fix it, and you have to have, you'll hire a Jew who's an uman who will come and fix it. It doesn't mean who breaks it. It's the fixing that makes the difference. So have a yid come and fix it, in which case the yid will have made the kli, and then it's, if the yid makes kli, then of course it's not chayav in tefillas kelim.